take the real truth or our history side. Rewritten and revised because Lady Liberty lied. But we still rise as we stand at attention for the home of second chances and land of invention and the equal pursuit of happiness that God graces amongst the hot dogs, coal miners, and skyscrapers. With over 12 million citizens who came from overseas as Ellis Island immigrants to raise a family, a wife with a few girls in pursuit of a new life in a new world. Once they had grown to depart from home until there were more Italians in New York than Rome. Until overpopulation in the States would grow, so building upwards became the only place to go. Which led to the invention of steel they would use, which required 3,000 degrees of heat to produce, to create tall buildings, ships, railroads, and cars by workers without a harness, a safety rope, a guard, not even a hard half of 6 hours a day without access to a toilet, a bathroom break. Just mankind against the forces of nature for $4 a day as the wage for the labor at the time was double the going rate of a job, but 2 out of every 5 were disabled or died. Then shortly after, elevators were invented. Of course, the higher your floor is, the higher that your rent is. So trying to afford it's an occupation struggle. In New York, Pittsburgh, and Chicago, the population doubled. In 1890, as a product of the beast, as the inner city's death, crime, and poverty increase. Then Thomas Burns, the detective chief, incorporated third-degree interrogation techniques. First, persuasion. Second, intimidation. Third is pain to get all the information by putting fear into the criminal's eye, which led to future convictions for them admittance of crimes with no birth certificates or photos to hold trials before mugshots or psychological profiles. Then the first national crime registry started by distributing information to other departments, with slums reaching epidemic proportions as sickness amongst the residents is enormous. Since New York City's immigration unfurled, making it the single most crowded place in the world. So to regulate the flow of population control, we'd elevate the role of this rotten nation's patrol by locking up citizens and arbitrated away to keep 22 million incarcerated today, which is more than the population of some states, with essentially zero effect on the crime rate. Cause it's to make money for the CCA, cause the Corrections Corporation of America today have equated prisoners to selling cars and real estate at $1.7 billion every year they make as the price for their felonies actions. Plus private prisons give out twice as many infractions, and wish these penalties can lengthen your sentence, making officers the enemies with strengthened agendas to put them in the cage where no one can escape. The more prisoners enslaved, the more money they make, as they sneak occupancy clauses in the contracts requiring private prisons to be filled to the max. And if the jail cells aren't full all the time, the state government has to pay the private prisons a fine as an incentive to keep people in prison as long as possible to maximize the profits of the stocks to keep their pockets full, which then became a monetary requirement to encourage punishment like solitary confinement with inhumane, devastating effects. Confined to a room as wide as a king-size bed, invented by the Quakers but was later removed, which even then was ruled and viewed as too archaic and cruel. After it proved it caused suicide inside minds, and unable to tell how much time has gone by from a fucked up, prolonged lack of social contact that was banned for a century till we brought it back to torture prisoners and keep them in fear, given to 80 to 100,000 people a year. You would think it would be used for the hardest and realest, but it's mostly used on convicts that the guards don't want to deal with. But even the worst criminals don't deserve this. Delirium, permanent brain damage, what's the purpose? Cause there's no reason this should still be allowed, but some are mistreated without even going to trial. The one they do depend on what the court martial to charge you, and more times than not the judge is far from impartial, even without sufficient evidence to defeat you. Cause the jury's given all made up of regular people who are prejudiced and subjected to personal bias, so the jury's final verdicts aren't always the wisest. So more times than not their decisions are backwards, less likely to be guilty if considered attractive or wear glasses just to weather the fight of hidden opinions and unfair stereotypes. Cause race still plays a major part in stronger emphasis on not only being guilty but given longer sentences to spend the rest of the miserable days in a solitary cell as a literal slave, which is the last thing that we need on this planet. Don't ever take your free will or your freedom for granted, and I'd like to use my stance to spread the word in effect, cause white privilege only works to a certain extent. So wish to follow in this cowardice tradition, and unfortunately stuck within this powerless position.
Authorities claim solitary confinement may be necessary to ensure the safety of staff and detainees at times, but the latest report indicates there have been thousands of such cases dating back to the Obama administration. Roughly a third of them involve people who are mentally ill, and there have been 7 reported suicides while in solitary confinement.